next case, please.
Next application is case number 11850. The application of Andrew Lewandowski seeking a variance from the side yard setback for section 115-83.8B2 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the west side of Nassau Road, approximately 45 feet north of New Road. 911 address is 32172 Nassau Road, Lewis. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map ID is 334, map 5, parcel number 73. This application is a request for a 15-foot variance from the 20-foot setback requirement, proposing a 5-foot setback. I would do note there's an existing garage to be removed from the premise that's non-conforming and is 1.3 feet from the property line. We received zero letters in support, zero letters in opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, 18 Chestnut Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Andrew Lewandowski, 17198 Exton Street, Lewandowski.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, I'm John Sergovic of the law firm of Sergovic Carmine et al., and we represent the applicant, Andrew Lewandowski. With me, together with Mr. Lewandowski, is Mr. Christenberry from Axion Engineering, and there's some exhibits that he'll go through. You should have 8 copies of the booklet that Mr. Christenberry supplied. With that said, I'll just quickly outline the criteria for a variance and the conformance of the criteria under the application. This is a CR1 property. The subject property as a CR1 parcel of property is exceedingly narrow. The front of the property is approximately 84 feet wide, but it narrows going back towards Route 1 so that the rear of the property is approximately 65 feet wide. With the odd shape of the property for making CR1 uses, we also have to take into consideration the required stormwater management areas, and Mr. Christenberry will address that. Both adjoining properties are currently zoned AR1. The property to, I guess that would be the north, is owned by the state of Delaware, and it was part of the state acquisition for the widening of Route 1 and also creating a bridge over the railroad. It's unlikely that will be developed as residential property. The property immediately, I believe that would be to the south, is zoned AR1, but it is our understanding that that's the last remnant of AR1 property on the Route 1 side of Nassau Road, and the prior property use as an AR1 property had a garage located approximately 2 feet from the boundary line. That garage has been removed. So the uniqueness of the property is that it's, although zoned CR1, it is not particularly wide at the road frontage, and it narrows as it goes back. My client acquired the subject property after the CR1 rezoning with the intent of constructing a storage building and office facility for his existing business, Bayside Exteriors. Mr. Lewandowski's Bayside Exteriors already has an office and storage material facility on Nassau Road, and he bought this with the because his business is expanding, and he bought it with the desire to expand his business but stay within the Nassau Road corridor as it's a ideal site for his growing business. Strict enforcement of the increase in the setback is triggered by the adjoining residential districts. Results in a building footprint too narrow to provide for adequate storage for a CR1 property. Need for a variance is not created by the applicant. Again, the property was zoned CR1 when my client acquired the property, and he acquired it with the intent to expand his existing business. The existing detached garage was only 2 feet from the east property line, and we're requesting a variance for 5-foot setback along the entire perimeter of the property, not adjoining the state property. And just for an overview, if you flipped the building to the other side, you need the same kind of variance on the other side. So it's a question of which side a variance needed to be granted. The property owner owning the property against which the variance is sought has consented to the site plan. So we thought it would be better to go that side because I don't think we'll ever get a consent from the state of Delaware. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Essentially, with the exception of one entrance to a residential property, the majority of Nassau Road is currently devoted to business uses or has been zoned for CR or CR1. The variance is a minimum. It'll allow the relief so that my client can build a building that's compatible with his need for expanding his business. And again, my client's existing business on Nassau Road started 3 years ago. He bought this property in 2014, which is 2 years ago, so his business has been expanding, and he has the need to locate this structure on the property that he has acquired. Mr. Lewandowski, with respect to the statements I have just made on your behalf, are they true and correct to your best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
Okay. With that said, I'd like to turn this over. Just one thing. Can you explain how successful your business has been and why the type of structure you want to put on? Is it going to be all under roof as far as storage?
Yes. Because we're constantly growing our business, having more employees. We need more trucks to be parked at that new property, and more materials needs to be stored.
Okay, and with that said, I'll ask Mr. Christianberry to go through some of his plots and explanation of the historic uses of the property, this property and the adjoining properties.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Thanks for your time this evening and the opportunity to make this presentation. To give you some sense of context, this is the property in 2010. This north is actually pointed to the left. This is Route 1, and that's the bridge over the railroad tracks just north of Five Points. This is Nassau Road, And this is New Road, which is sort of the northern gateway into Lewis. In 2010, there were, along this stretch of road, the applicant's residential property, a residential property next door, two additional residential structures, an open field, and then all commercial with the exception of this entrance to a major subdivision. In the last 5 years, Google's 2015 photo, the applicant has demolished the residential structure and garage he had. There is one remaining residential structure next door, and as Mr. Surrogate mentioned, that's the property owner that signed off consenting to our site plan that indicates the variance we're requesting. A very large storage building is under construction here. So the area is definitely trending towards commercial. In that same interim, of course, this property was rezoned from AR1 to CR1. Everything on the east, or really the south side of the railroad tracks, is already zoned C1. And as I said, the property on the other side of us is owned by the state of Delaware. We believe it was acquired when the bridge was built. We have, of course, the application, which I imagine you all have had a chance to review. And of course, we provided a written description of all the criteria, which we believe Mr. Servigas explained it to you. It's a pretty straightforward analysis of what your requirements are and why this variance meets all those criteria. Simply a deed indicating when my client acquired the property. And the next exhibits that we have are the surveys that show, this was the survey acquired by the seller. The Kings are the ones that acquired the property, rezoned it to commercial. I believe their intent was to do some kind of health club, gym, workout facility. For whatever reason, they didn't stick with that, but the garage that's less than 2 feet from the southern property line existed at the time that they acquired the property. And of course, a new survey was done when my client acquired the property. Very similarly, you have less than a 2 foot, I mean, the garage didn't move. This is simply just an indication of where those various residential properties are in 2010 and how they've now all disappeared. That's the actual garage. I actually worked briefly with the Kings and got their consent to work with Mr. Lewandowski. I went to the back of the property in 2014. That was the shed that is within that encroachment. It doesn't look new to me. I'm not sure when it was constructed, but it's certainly been there for a while. This is the frontage of the project area. This is the applicant's property. This residential structure has since been demolished. This yellow structure is the one that's immediately next door on the triangular piece between us and the train tracks. It's in the midst of a renovation. And there's two other residential properties down the block. You look at the same location today, and what you see is the only remaining residential structure is undergoing a major renovation. Don't have any word of an application to change the zoning of the property, but it certainly appears likely. And they did not oppose our request for this variance. The other residential structures are gone. The large storage building is down there. And, of course, we're across the street from a distillery that serves customers, alcohol that they create on site. This is the site plan that we have proposed. It was actually reviewed by the Messinas. And they signed this statement that says, I have reviewed the preliminary site plan for Mr. Lewandowski's variance request, dated August 18, 2016. I have no objection to his request for a 5-foot side yard setback adjacent to my property known as Sussex County Tax Map 334-5, Parcel 74. So this property that used to be owned by Tom Best and Sons is now deeded to, I think, 4C's Property LLC. Mr. Lewandowski has been told by the Messinas that they are the owners of that corporation. The northern property line, we're not seeking, nor do we need a variance up against the state of Delaware's property. The 20-foot setback is not really a problem. We would put the driveway there for the loading zone to get to the side of the storage building. On the south side, where there's the garage, which has since been demolished, is only 2 feet from the property line. We're asking for a 5-foot setback, so a 15-foot variance. The reason we're asking for 5 foot is, were that adjoining property already zoned commercial, that would be the setback. So a sense, we're anticipating that this area is converting commercial and that setback makes sense today. As you can see, the property's not square, not too different than the last application. The property actually is a bit triangular and then it gets narrower the further you get back. So we might be able to get a 25 or 30 foot wide building in here, but as you get further back, it's going to be pushed into the area that we believe we're going to need for stormwater management. So for that reason, the variance has been requested. Small parking lot in the front is going to be requested with an office, 1,200 square foot of office in the front and 4,000 square feet or so of storage. We would request that the 5-foot variance run the length of the property on that single property line. Don't need a variance in the rear.
Can I just ask to correct that the storage facility is 2,400 square feet, not 4,000, the total.
4,000 is the total building area that's being anticipated. It's 2,800 storage, 1,200 office is what's shown on this plan. And really the last page is just a blow up of the statement that was signed by the Messinas. So you can read it because the page prior to that is a little hard to read. And I do have to apologize. I think my secretary stapled those in there upside down. So you may be twisting your books to read those last two pages. I believe that paints a pretty clear picture of why this variance meets your criteria. If you have any other questions, by all means, please let us know.
Okay. I'm going to start here with you, Mr. Rickers.
No questions.
Hi. Mr. Burton. Question. Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Trump. No question.
Can you center the building on the lot to minimize the need for the variance?
You wouldn't be able to have a 40-foot wide building. It would have to be necked down to 30, and to get the same square footage, you'd lengthen it, and the lengthening of that would push it into the area we would anticipate we need for stormwater management.
Can you just flip the
back to the site plan?
The site plan up. And if you can point out where the two building restriction lines
right.
are.
The heavy line around the outside edge is the property line. This 20-foot building restriction line here doesn't touch the building where we would like to place it. This 20-foot building line cuts not quite down the middle of the building, but pretty close to it. And this is the 5-foot setback we're requesting. If we try to push this building up, the building's going to have to be made less, instead of being 40 feet wide, which is pretty typical for a storage building, it's going to have to be narrowed to 30 feet or maybe 25 and pushed further into the property. And again, we're asking for the variance where there was a garage that 2 feet from the property line, and the neighbor has signed off that they're not opposed to this variance being granted.
Do you need to have a certain distance between your loading zone and the property line to be able to access the stormwater area? Is that why there's a gap there?
I plan on doing this kind of as an open swale rather than trying to put closed pipe from the parking lot to the back.
Okay, you got a swale there on the north.
That's
side.
That's the intent.
Zone. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't engineered it yet.
No,
it's a little premature for that, but that's the basic intent, is to have a low impact type of design, a grass swale, probably a little rock wall falling into an infiltration basin. We have had a soil scientist plug some borings, and it's sandy material, as anyone familiar with this area would expect. And we don't have a great, I mean, there's a Deldot ditch out here that's maybe a foot deep, but my expectation is we'll probably just put all the water in the back and let it perk into the ground.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,850. The applicant certainly has taken us through a very good demo. Using modern techniques. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is apparent, and he's pointed that out to us with the demo, and you can see where the lot narrows, creating this situation from where he was to CR1. The it cannot be otherwise developed because it just wouldn't have enough room to do what he wants to do. And I don't think that's unreasonable to want 2,800 square feet, I believe he said, is the storage area plus an office. I don't think that's asking a lot for that type of business. And of course, I believe that the it wasn't created by the applicant. He acquired the property in December 30th, 2014. And the zoning was CR1 at that time. Mm-hmm. And CR1, of course, calls for a 5-foot setback being requested, and he's requesting the 15-foot from residential area to have relief to do what he wants to do on that property, which I don't think is unreasonable. And it will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. I believe that that area also is heading towards the CR1 rezoning type of situation. And the I believe this is the minimum variance being requested to be able to, the applicant to be able to do what they want to do.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,850. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Upson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,850 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes. Next case, please.